This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The European Union has cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after military leaders this week announced they had overthrown the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday in Australia.
Our team has been deeply engaged with multiple countries in the region, as well as critical organizations like ECOWAS, like the African Union. And we are united in condemning the actions that have taken place in Niger, calling for the immediate release of President Bazoum, calling for the immediate restoration of the democratic order in Niger.
Analysts fear a successful coup in Niger and the sanctions in the aftermath could cause more hardship for millions of poor and hungry people in West Africa. Ukrainian authorities in Zaporizhia said Saturday that at least two people were killed in a Russian missile strike on the southeastern city. This resident told Reuters that she was there when an explosion took place. It came out of nowhere, very unexpected, and everything just fell on her. All the glass just fell onto her. Poland also says that a group of about 100 soldiers from the Russian Wagner group have moved closer to the Belarusian city of Grodno near the Polish border, but the Belarusian opposition Hadzian project could not confirm that. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis have renewed their protests nationwide on Saturday after sundown. These are over measures that lawmakers have pushed to limit the Supreme Court's power. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met the Chinese delegation, which visited the country to celebrate the 70th anniversary at the end of the Korean War, and also vowed to develop the two countries' relations to a new high. That's according to North Korea's state media on Saturday. We hear now from VOA's Laurel Bowman.
Kim hosted a reception for the Chinese officials, the North's state news agency said. The meeting took place after Chinese and Russian officials stood with Kim on Thursday as they reviewed his newest nuclear-capable missiles and attack drones at a military parade in the capital city. Russia and China have opposed U.S.-led efforts to impose more sanctions on North Korea over its pursuit of ballistic missiles in recent years, blaming U.S. exercises in the region for raising tensions. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The heat wave that has turned the American Southwest into a blast furnace with over 38 degrees centigrade heat is heading out. And this comes as the northeast of the United States is the next region to swelter. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
It's been a month of days with highs over 110 degrees for Phoenix.
Everybody just wants to be cool.
And forecasters say he's about to get his wish. By Monday, it'll still be hot, but that excessive heat streak should end with cooling monsoon rains in New York City.
Very dangerous for people. Some people die.
A Salvation Army captain monitors a cooling station. Outside temperatures in the 90s, but it feels more like 100. And this Bronx resident, Carlos Reyes, says you feel the heat more when you're older.
Not breathe the same way, so, you know, when you walk, you get a little more tired, a little more exhausted.
A cold front is expected to snap the heat before Monday for the East Coast. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance as part of a long-awaited aid package meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by China. The announcement from the White House on Friday said the aid is going to Taiwan as part of a drawdown from existing U.S. weapon stocks. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden says U.S. officials say
the whole point is to create deterrence, but it's to preserve the status quo, not to put anybody further on edge.
Chinese embassy spokesperson Liu Pingyu told VOA via email that China firmly opposes U.S. military ties with and arms provisions for Taiwan. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.